Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baldy, welcome. How are you?
Mike, I'm good. Good to be with
you,
buddy.
Thank you. All right. As I was gone yesterday, so this is the first time I've talked to my audience about the Giant debacle. And since we've been on the Yankees since they came on at 3, and I have the coach and the man, I mean the quarterback and the coach coming up in the next hour. Now, you do a good job, first of all, with your Baldy breakdowns, breaking everything down, and folks should look for that. And here's the thing. It was so puzzling. Two things were puzzling for me, Baldy, address both of them. Number one, clearly New Orleans coming off their terrible performances defensively, which were embarrassing against Atlanta, embarrassing against Tampa, shown how embarrassing against Tampa when you saw what Chicago did to Tampa. And they decide, okay, we are going to basically sit in a zone, rush four guys, drop back, play, you know, our safety's high, cover two, cover three, and let them dink and dunk. Why don't the Giants run against that kind of light box?
Well, it's a good question, Mike. I mean, it's made to run. They get into a lot of, you know, negative situations, though, Mike. They had some penalties on first down, put themselves in a hole. It seems like when the Giants get to one first and 15 or second and 20, Mike, that they can't come out of the hole. And so, but they're not aggressive to come out of it.
And they've also, to be fair, have started with terrible field position all year. I think they ranked 29th or 30th coming out. They've had no returns. They've had a terrible job there. I think they're coming out 24.5. They're starting their average drive, which is a big problem to also. They're starting way deep in their own territory.
Well, I mean, field position can affect, you know, the play calling. But, yep. I mean, you know, in this business, I mean, we all watched Patrick Mahomes last night. We saw what quarterbacking can be and how aggressive you've got to be with it today. The rules are made to attack down the field, Mike. I mean, there's times to go underneath. There is times. Sometimes you take what the defense gives you, but it's 3rd and 8. I mean, feature your best player. Don't throw it to Russell Shepherd against Marshawn Lattimore.
Well, we get to that, let's get to the run thing. Do you think that they just feel – now, you brought up a good point, that they're in a lot of second long, third and long. They have been they have been all year. That's fine. But they only attempted a couple of runs even against those light boxes. Don't they think they can run the ball a little bit more? I mean, don't they – they have so little faith in their offensive line to be able to move people even against – when they're seeing boxes that have 6 and 7 guys in it?
Well, I mean, on first down, most teams are playing, you know, the safety up and, you know, they're in a half safety look, so they're trying to eliminate it. I mean, I just think that, you know, with Saquon, he can hit a home run almost any single time. They weren't always in too deep, you know, throughout the day. On 1st and 10, they're up there. And so, you know, but I'm watching Saquon get you 5 yards and get you 4 yards. I mean, they're on schedule to stay with it. So, I mean, I don't know why they don't stay with it.
And they go away from it. Then let's get to what – and you brought up showed a great play where Eli has got to get the ball down the field. And we know Beckham was very unhappy. Everyone knows how – we saw that. We saw it on TV. We saw him go to the locker room. We saw what went on, the whole thing. On the play you illustrated, there's no excuse for Eli not to go downfield. I will ask Eli about that. Have we gotten to a point where, A, is this them telling him – to not go downfield, or B, is Eli getting gun-shy and he's checking off too quickly?
Well, I mean, only Eli can answer that question.
Right, which I will ask him in the next.
But I would say this, Mike, in watching every game this year, look, he had 4 incompletions against Houston the week before, so he's played good football.
No, he played well in that game. Now, he looked like on the play that you illustrated, he looked like he had time to get the ball to Beckham, and he took the check down. It looked on that particular play like he had him open when he broke down the sideline. He looked like he had him open.
It's 3rd and 11, Mike. They're rushing 3. They're showing you that they're rushing 3. They're not in a 4-man front. You know you're going to have time. They've kept the back end to chip. You've got 6 men protecting 3. The protection was fine. I mean, he checked it down so fast.
Yep.
Like, why wouldn't you wait for Odell to break to the corner? That's right. Where he's going. There's going to be – this defense, Mike, was god-awful the first 3 weeks
you
of the season.
You have to attack it.
They were the worst defense in the league. I'm a Marshawn Lattimore fan, and the whole, but they were horrible the first 3 weeks.
Absolutely horrible. If you watch the Tampa game, that Tampa had guys open 40 and 50 yards. They were open in these
games.
But
even on the big play late in the game to Sterling Shepard, they broke down in coverage.
Yep.
Down the field. I mean, in this business, until they show you that they can play discipline, pass defense, then you have to take your shots to your star players and just see if you can get one of these guys to break down and make the easy throw.
You know, the first drive, the Giants had a very good drive the first drive, and that game clearly turned on the block punt, on the fake punt, because they had stopped them the first two times. The fake punt really got the Saints back in the game. But the point is, even on that drive, they didn't go down the field. They really didn't. Everything was underneath even on that first drive.
I mean, that's the classic West Coast script. 10 plays, 60 yards. I mean, they start with Odell on a reverse. I mean, they're trying to get him involved. The first play of the game, they pick up 8. They stayed on schedule. They didn't have negative plays, and they just kind of dinked and dunked down the field. And so they were able to convert, and it was a good drive. Now, they didn't have another drive like that the rest of the day, but sometimes when you script plays like that, there's nothing against it. It works. But, you know, after you script the play, the idea of scripting is, okay, this is what they do. This is what they're doing on third down. They're playing this zone. I mean, you go back and you look at all of the tape and all the video, and you go, okay, this is where they're at. Now you can kind of go from there. But, you know, I mean, they get in a hole. They don't stay aggressive. They're not taking shots.
Let's go to the why to not take. Do you think this is more, from what you can sense and see, you think this is more pilot situation, or is this more strategic situation here?
Well, my guess is they don't trust the protection up front to hold up.
Well, they clearly don't. We know that, right?
Okay, so, I mean, I think, you know, Eli was probably shell-shocked after that Dallas game. He sure looked like it, but he shook it off. And obviously,
and they played well against Houston. And listen, Clowney beat Wheeler a couple of times, but for the most part, they gave him time to throw the ball. He threw the ball great in that game. That was one of the better games he played in a couple of years.
Yeah, look, they got the touchdown to Red Ellison. They went all the coverage to the other side of the field. He got this open tight end right there. He had the same play last week. He just missed the throw.
He did miss the throw. He did overthrow him on that play. Absolutely. I thought there were a couple where the Ellison throw, you're absolutely right, that was on Eli. I thought there was one other time he had Beckham open and he didn't hit him. But it seems like he's getting very quick to the checkdowns, too quick to the checkdowns.
I would agree with that, Mike. I would agree. And, you know, I mean, it's a good question to ask Eli. Yep. If he just feels like that's the offense, because you can't do that on third and 11 and third and 8 in this league. You can't. You have to stay aggressive. I don't care if it's third and 15 and they put 7 guys at the sticks, Mike, you have to be aggressive. You just can't check it down because there's too much speed on the field. They're just going to rally the ball. Maybe Saquon one of these days will break through one of those. He does have that ability. But that's not a play that you're telling your team that we're here to be aggressive and go win this game.
Tell me what you see now. We're talking with Brian Baldinger. He does the Baldy breakdowns. Tell me what you see watching the Giants as you go through that whole game against the Saints. Give me a synopsis of what you see with this offense and its problems right now.
Well, I mean, for one, Mike, I mean, they are now this. I don't know what the league is, but they're 1 for 14 on 3rd and 10 plus. Now, you know, that's a lot of punts or a lot of field goal attempts right there. So, you know, that's not a good statistic right there to have. They have thrown and completed 5 passes to Odell Beckham for 20 plus yards or more. I mean, he looks like a possession receiver in this offense right now.
Which is not what you're paying him to do, exactly.
No.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he hasn't caught a touchdown pass in a year now. I mean, it was against the Chargers a year ago. It was the last time he caught a touchdown pass. Now, it's not all about Odell, and I'm not trying to make this about him. But
no.
They don't let Odell
beat him in the red zone, just like they don't let Julio Jones beat him in the red zone. So you got to go elsewhere in the red zone. They're not going to let those guys beat him in the red zone. If you notice, the two of them don't ever score in the red zone.
Well, I mean, look, Calvin Ridley's got 5 touchdown passes. Julio doesn't have any.
Right.
And so to your point, yes.
Yeah.
They overdo it sometimes, and you can be guilty of that. But it should open up things for other players. I mean, nobody in the Giants organization right now, Mike, they've scored 7 touchdowns in 4 games.
It's ridiculous.
Now, they're not playing against the Jacksonville Jaguars here. I mean, they're playing just regular defenses here. And the Saints were, I mean, the Saints can't believe they got out of there giving up, what, 18 points.
Absolutely. They thought, no way did they think that was going to be the case. No chance did they think that. Their defense came in playing so badly, it was unbelievable. They had given up 400 yards passing in two games.
Well, 10 touchdown passes the first three games of the season, Mike. It was the worst quarterback rating against, the best quarterback rating against the defense of any team in the league.
Tell me what you see, what you think it is.
Well, when I saw him in preseason, I saw some of the things they were doing. In this league right now, first down is your down, Mike, to attack. That's when you get play action, you take your shots on first down in this business. If you're waiting till third down, when everybody's sitting back right now and, you know, playing two safeties back and playing cover three and just keeping everything in front of them, it's a little too late sometimes. But right now, if you watch the Rams, you watch the Chiefs, they're taking their shots down the field on first down. And I don't see that right now.
Giants aren't winning first down, there's no question. And really, they're not winning first down no matter whether they run or pass. They're not winning first down. They really aren't.
Well, I mean, if you look at, you know, Saquon right now on first down, I mean, he's getting you 5 yards on first down. I mean, they ran 9 times on first down. And we're getting five, and I mean, there's a couple of negative runs.
Yeah, that was against New Orleans. Against Dallas, they averaged like 2 on first down. So I mean, you know, against a decent team on defense, they get very little here.
You know, they're a long ways away, Mike, up front.
Right.
They're on their third team center. The right guard has struggled to fit in here with assignments.
The left guard looks like he's improved a little, you know, Hernandez. It looks like he's gotten a little stronger.
Hernandez is like, I mean, no screen.
He's a rookie, he's a rookie. He's got ability, there's no question.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's used to pulling and trapping, and you know, they get to the power game with him. That's the strength of this kid.
Right. But overall, the line, as you said, it's woefully weak. It really is. It has not performed well. But, you know, it's frustrating with the firepower they have to see them. And I understand they're playing without Lattimore last week. They're playing without their tight end last week. Ingram's not playing. So you're missing a couple of guys. But you still have Beckham out there. You still have Shepard out there. You got enough weapons to go out there and make some plays. And you have the Barkley out there. You have plenty of weapons out there to make plays. There's no question.
I agree. I mean, they should be better than what they're doing right now. I mean, to be 1-3 and in this hole right now at this situation, going down to Carolina this week, coming off a bye. I mean, look, it's a week-to-week league, Mike, so, you know, I don't think you should ever panic. But, you know, they got to start figuring out who they're going to be here pretty soon.
Were you surprised off what you saw on tape with them in the Houston game? Were you surprised how poor things were in the Saint game?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, so was I. So, because in the Houston game, they did some good things, and I was very surprised they weren't aggressive. And you have to be aggressive against a team like the Saints because they make a million mistakes in coverage. I mean, a million. And they didn't make any in that game because they didn't get forced to. That's the fact. And, you know, the Giant defense, until Kamara broke a couple of plays late, the Giant defense didn't play badly in that game.
No, they didn't. But, you know, I mean, look, they've got a rookie playing right end for the Saints, Marcus Davenport. He's a tremendous prospect. But, you know, I mean, just test him. See if he knows any idea about how to play the run. You know, he's an athlete out there that hasn't seen anything coming out of UTSA. And teams have challenged him and gone after him. And, you know, throw him into the fire. And I didn't really see any of that. Like, I would just put the bullseye on that guy. He's 6'7". He plays too high. Like, get after him. Roll him out of there. That's what the Patriots did last week to the Dolphins. They just rolled him out of there.
All right, a couple of things around the league real quick before you go. We're talking about Brian Baldinger. Number one, we know what Mahomes is doing. I mean, and Andy who's having a party with this. I mean, there's no question. And all their weapons and everything else. Kelsey's the best tight end right now. They have an explosive kid in Hill. You got everything you could want in the offense. Do you think you're to a point now where it is imperative in the future that all quarterbacks be mobile? The way the game is going, where you're going to have to, the way you run your offenses, have some, no longer can you have even the Marino-type quarterback, even if he has that kind of prowess, or do you think there's still place for the big guy to stand in and pitch, or does everybody have to have mobility at the position?
Well, you know, the NFL, Mike, can only take what the college game gives you. So the college game is, by and large, a lot of, you know, dual-threat quarterbacks.
No question.
So that's what you're going to get. Now, Sam Darnold can play in the pocket, but he also, as we've seen, is really good thrown outside the pocket.
Right. He can move.
He's got to be better, but he can move.
Yep.
So the
Luck can move, as an example. Rodgers moves. Luck can move. The old guys who can't move anymore, you know, it's getting harder for them. There's no question, because these guys in college don't hold their blocks anymore either.
Well, it's part of that, Mike, but what happens to defense is the longer you hold the ball by extending these plays, the more that they expand, if they're in zone, the bigger the holes get, and the longer you're asking a Marshawn Lattimore or some, you know, Janoris Jenkins to hold their man coverage. And at 3 seconds in their head, something usually goes off, and if you can extend it, that's when all these big plays happen to Aaron Rodgers, when he extends these plays. And so that's the game right now. You can only really defend effectively for 3, maybe 4 seconds before things begin to break down.
What's the – other than what Kansas City's doing, and obviously the Rams – I mean, the Rams are playing better than anybody. Now this week you got Jacksonville going up against Kansas City. Do you think Jacksonville can slow down the Kansas City attack?
I do think they can, Mike. I'm going to be there doing a game for Compass Media this weekend. It's the number one defense. They don't have a weakness.
No, they got very good defense. Very good.
The best secondary.
Very well coached, too, yes.
Very well coached. And, Mike, they do – you know, it's hard to get technical on the radio, but they do some things defensively that other teams just don't do because they don't have the talent and the speed that Jacksonville
have. Personnel on all three levels that is superior. They really do, yes.
Yep.
And Calais Campbell is impossible to control. He's a monster.
And they got his clone, Malik Jackson, playing right next to him.
Yeah, they really do. And their secondary's good, too. They really, you know, they've done a good job adding people in that secondary. That's going to be a great matchup. It really is. This will be a real test for him this week.
Short week, coming off of Denver and that high. They'll be on their feet. You know, the decibels will be high at Arrowhead. But, you know, Jacksonville, that defense travels well. So it's going to be the marquee matchup, I think, of the season so far.
Are you surprised Mahomes has been this successful?
I do Big 12 games on Saturday, Mike, so I saw him a lot in Lubbock. But I never thought he would be this good. You know, he's touched the ball 258 times, and he hasn't turned it over yet. And he's playing like, you know, like a maniac. So to have that kind of ball security, you know, running from Von Miller left and right at Mile High last night, making the throws that he's making that other quarterbacks wouldn't dream of attempting, to not turn the ball over is beyond what I ever thought he could do at this
point. Coming back 10 in the fourth quarter in Denver is like coming back 20 somewhere else. I mean, you know, people don't come back 10 in Denver. That hadn't happened to them in like 15 years. I mean, that does not happen in that building. It really doesn't. That was a heck of a...
12:57 to go in the fourth quarter.
That was a heck of a comeback.
25-yard line. They overcame second and 30, Mike. I mean, every single situation they came out of.
Yeah, and the left-handed pass will be replayed a few times, too, yes.
Put that on the highlight reel.
Thanks for your help. Appreciate it. Thank you, Brian,
very
much.
All
right, Brian Baldinger, when we come back, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll be joined by Pat Shurmur. Then we'll be joined by Eli Manning.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.